This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. At the last three National Poetry Slam Championships, the team from Albuquerque has placed in the top five. And in 2005, the Albuquerque Slam team won the national title. The 2013 Albuquerque Slam team will be put together Friday night when the top performance poets in the city compete in the ABQ Grand Slam Championship at the Outpost Performance Space. With us this morning from ABQ Slams is the co-slam master for the competition, three-time Albuquerque City champion, Damian Flores. Damian, welcome.
Hello.
It's great to have you here.
It is great to be here.
First of all, what is the atmosphere going to be like at the Outpost tomorrow night?
All right. Well, the poets will definitely be very tense and ready to perform, and hopefully the audience will be ready to respond to whatever the poets decide to bring. Poetry Slam is a really audience participation-based art form, and we encourage our audiences to interact with the poets, to react vocally, to boo or hiss the poets if they don't like what's being said. You know, it's not as restricted as an academic poetry reading or any other type of theater performance where, as an audience member, you're expected to sit and be quiet and listen. You know, we're used to performing in coffee houses and bars around town, and a lot of the times the Outpost crowd will respond and react and be rowdy right with us.
How many people are going to be competing?
We have the top 10 poets in Albuquerque that will be slamming off. And these poets have been competing in different poetry slams all year. And for people that don't know what a poetry slam is, it's basically a poetry contest, spoken word contest. And so we have these regular events once a week in venues all over Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. And if you perform in the slam, you're going to be judged by the audience. So audience members, five judges will be selected, and they rank the poem from 0 to 10 based off of how well was the poem written, how well was it performed, however the judges felt what score that poem deserved. And the poets that win receive points to basically be ranked overall in the city. And at the beginning of National Poetry Month in April, we have our city championship. So the top 10 poets will be competing for that one of four slots on the Poetry Slam team to represent Albuquerque at the Nationals.
And the Nationals are going to be when?
Nationals occur in August, and this year they're going to be in Boston and Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, nice. So all the way across the country.
Oh, yes.
You've been doing this in Albuquerque for quite a few years now. Albuquerque is a small city, nationally speaking. Why do you think it has such a high profile in the poetry slam world?
Our style is very much true to our culture here in New Mexico. We're very narrative-based. We're very, we've always brought New Mexico to wherever we go. So we talk about border issues politically. We talk about poverty here. We talk about history. We're really trying to educate the rest of America as to who we are. And we're our own raw, gritty, you know, real and true to ourselves poets. And I think that really kind of appeals nationally, because it's not necessarily that we're speaking just for ourselves. It's not about the ego of winning a poetry slam, but also it's really about representing where we come from. Like, we're the Albuquerque Poetry Slam team. As far as we're concerned, we're telling the stories of all the people from our city that are never going to be heard. That's the way we look at it every time.
Damian Flores is the co-slam master for ABQ Slams. The 2013 ABQ Grand Slam Poetry Slam City Championship is Friday night starting at 7:30 at the Outpost Performance Space, 210 Yale Southeast. For tickets, call 268-0044. And for information, go to abqslams.org. Damian, great to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.